The slumping Dodgers are playing host to the Rockies, and Yu Darvish would trade blows with Carlos Gonzalez in the early going.
Cargo, as they call him, first pitch fly ball. It's hit well to left field. Backing up is Granderson at the wall. Leaps up, and it is gone. Off the glove or off the top of the wall. So we mentioned that Gonzalez has hit very well in his career against the Dodgers, and he just put an exclamation point on that argument. A home run. And very quickly, the Dodgers, who have found themselves again trailing in the very first inning. Leadoff walk, LeMahieu's over first, swing and a miss, strike three. And that's six strikeouts tonight for Yu Darvish. For Darvish, with that sixth strikeout, that's 1,000 strikeouts in his career. Left-handed batter, here's the 2-0. Fly a ball, shallow left center, here comes Peterson, dives, can't make the play, one run is in. They're going to wave the second run around. He will score on the two-run pinch hit double off the bat of Raimel Tapia. Diving attempt by Peterson. But for the Rockies, they close the gap. And now Darvish, who was in complete control of the game in the first four innings, struggling here in the fifth. Trying to pick up another run. There goes the runner. The pitch is hit down the right field line for a base hit. It's going to be a tie game. Blackman on his way for two. Here's the throw from Puig. Not in time. And for Blackman, just barely hit that ball fair. I think Austin Barnes is saying, look, guys, you might want to review the replay on this one. Bellinger reacted like he thought it was foul. It was called fair by Ben May, the first base umpire. 1-2-3 in the third. There's a diving attempt by Turner. The ball hit down the third baseline. That's going to be in for the base hit. And it will be the fourth double of the inning. And for the Rockies, they've come up with four runs, and they have a 5-4 lead.
And that is your final from Dodger Stadium. The Rockies rack up back-to-back-to-back RBI doubles for the first time in team history. During that four-run fifth inning, Yu Darvish becomes the fastest pitcher in big league history to 1,000 strikeouts in defeat. The Dodgers have now lost 8 straight games and 13 of their last 14. So Yu Darvish and the Dodgers squander a 4-1 lead on Friday. Darvish has lost 3 straight starts. Here's the Dodger manager, Dave Roberts.
Early, you know, through 4 innings, I thought he threw the ball very well. There was one pitch to Gonzalez that he tried to go in on him, and it just ran over the plate, up, still elevated, and Cargo took a good swing on it, hit a homer. But through the 4 innings, really good. I thought that the stuff was really good. The slider, the curveball, he was striking. The fastball had life in the zone. So it was really good. I thought that he repeated his delivery, competed. Just that fifth inning, gets the first guy, I think Desmond. And there's just that little flare off the bat of Amarisa. It turns a single into a double. Play was misplayed out there, and bad walk, in my opinion, to LaCroix. And, you know, Tapia hits a little flare that finds outfield grass. And now you bring up, you know, Blackman and LeMahieu. And so it happened quickly. I thought that if you look at the body of work and the quality of contact, I still thought you threw the baseball very well. Because, you know, you look at that inning, I thought the walk to LaCroix was a bad walk. But outside of that, the Blackman ball was the only one hit hard. So it's just one of those things. And LeMahieu got around a breaking ball that turned into a double. So, and at that point in time, 90 pitches, 4 1/3. I felt that we needed to go to the pen. But, you know, I think that you should be encouraged after this one.
How important, you mentioned the encouragement for him, or should be encouraged. How important is it, do you think, for him to continue to have outings in which hopefully he gets deeper into the game?
It's important for him to understand, you know, not just be, and I say this, that to not be results driven. I think that everyone, where you look at what he's done coming over, and he wants results, good results, really bad, and that's natural. But I still think that a play that was made in left field, a play that was made in center field, soft contact, the ball goes to Turner. I think it's a completely different game, and he goes through 7, you know. So it just wasn't to be. But again, I thought that the pitch execution was considerably better than it's been.
You had said that you can't be upset with the results if the process is there. With the at-bat quality, is that process still there? Are you pleased with the way that the at-bat turned out?
I thought that the first inning, you saw the fight. JT big homer and that two out at bat, two out hit by Austin was huge. I thought Kike put together a good at bat and getting us, you know, getting on base in that pinch hit situation. But I think if you look at tonight, there were a couple opportunities situationally that we didn't capitalize on. And so that was in the fourth inning and the sixth inning. So if you're looking at a team that's struggling offensively, you've got to find a way to execute and tack on a point when you have a chance. And so tonight we didn't, and we kept them in the ball game, and those guys are fighting for their lives as well. And so they came back and got us.
Yeah, I understand Darvish did have some soft contact and headache, but you know, Blackman hit the ball hard, there's a bad walk in there.
Yeah. Well, I think that Amarisa's ball, it was, I mean, it had a lot of hang time. It was a play that, honestly, it was a pop up. I mean, it was a fly ball or whatever it was. And should the bar be higher? I think that as far as results, yeah. But the grounder by LeMahieu, the Tapia flair, I mean, I think that you're looking for swing and miss. You're looking for soft contact, and I think that that's what he got tonight. I really do. I mean, Cargo out squared it up, and the Blackman double squared up.
How difficult is it for you to keep pointing to process when the results just don't match?
That's the challenge, because I think that, you know, I think that early on in his few starts where the results weren't there, and you're trying to really find your way and tinkering. But I think that when you're looking at the strikeouts that he had tonight, the command of his pitches and the damage that was had was soft contact. I think that that's got to be something for you to focus on, because if not, you're going to drive yourself mad.
The Dodgers will try to break back into the win column on Saturday when Alex Wood makes the start.